we can have a pattern where we know we need to work on certain things where we're having lowish overs, i.e. like 9 of our overs today went for about 33 runs, and we another 20 runs there like would have made a massive difference. 30 runs would have meant after this. So I think it's another, the overriding feeling in there is that we left one behind us, and that's the kind of third time that's happened. Now we're getting closer, and the great thing is that we've a lot of lads who are gutted in there, yeah. You know, which means that they know that they're close, but that they're kind of they're tasting it. But we just need to get over the line in one of the matches, and it will happen. I believe that it will happen. So yeah, definitely when we left behind us, didn't start well, but gee, the comeback was just incredible.
Because they were 40 for none, four overs, chasing 127. I think they thought the game was over, but a remarkable character from your side.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, to go into a match here on a, you know, in Eglinton with three spinners and two seamers. I mean, Jack's captaincy was superb. Yeah. Delaney's spell, I mean, everybody could see it here, and at one stage I think we had two slips in a T20 match, which to me is unheard of. So just the character shown by our lads, and I suppose one of the disadvantages of our setup is that we have, you know, guys that don't see each other a lot over the winter, and already they've kind of identified that today's match was, it felt like more of there was more spirit there, more team unity, if you like, and that just comes with time spent with each other. We've a couple of new guys. Dermot Carey did very well today, a young kid coming in for his first cap. So just very proud of them, to be honest with you. Really proud of them, you know.